The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the U.S. has done everything in its power against the country. The leader says that's because Iran does not obey the U.S. and will not be blackmailed by it.
Ayatollah Khamenei addressed Iranian people, senior officials, and foreign dignitaries in a ceremony marking the anniversary of the passing of the founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. The leader praised the nation's achievements after the 1979 Islamic Revolution, despite Western pressure and sanctions. He said the United States has divided the world into three groups based on its own interests.
America, کشورهای دنیا، جریانهای دنیا، آدمهای دنیا رو به سه قسم تقسیم میکنه. یک قسم گوش به فرمانها، کشورهای گوش به فرمان، جریانهای سیاسی و اجتماعی گوش به فرمان یا آدمهای گوش به فرمان، یه عده اینا. یه عده کشورهایی که گوش به فرمان نیستند اما باید با آنها مدارا کرد. قسم سوم کشورهای نافرمان، اونایی که زیر بار آمریکا نمیرن، باج با آمریکا نمیدن.
Ayatollah Khamenei said Washington completely supports the first group that includes certain despotic countries and exploits them in a bid to advance its interests. The leader noted that Iraq's former dictator Saddam Hussein was at some point in the first group. Ayatollah Khamenei said European countries are in the second group. He said the U.S. has some shared interests with them for now, but will stab them in the back when it finds the opportunity. The leader noted that Iran is in the third group because it does not obey the U.S. According to Ayatollah Khamenei, Washington uses all possible means against the third group. The leader noted that the U.S. has learned from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and is now seeking ways other than military action to deal with the third group. Ayatollah Khamenei also stressed that the U.S. has done all in its power against Iran but has failed every time.
کودتای نظامی، حمایت از فتنه‌گران، کشوندن مردم به خیابان‌ها، مقابله با انتخابات، ایجاد شکاف، از این کارها یا انجام دادن یا تلاش کردن که انجام بدن و به حمدالله در همه اینها ناموفق موندن. چرا؟ چون ملت بیدار بود، چون ملت مؤمن بود.
The leader slammed the Takfiri militants who consider other Islamic sects as infidels. However, he said Takfiris are not the country's main enemies because they have been deceived. The leader underlined that the true enemies are those who financially support the Takfiris and provoke them.
Randy Short is a political commentator and he joins us from Washington to tell us what he thinks about what Iran's leader has said. Randy Short, welcome. Iran's leader spoke on many different things, but he focused on the United States on this very special day, Iran marking the 25th anniversary of the passing away of Imam Khomeini. But we'd like to focus on and get your reaction on what he said when he said that European countries have made a big strategic mistake by serving America, which is against their national interests. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, what he meant as a wise, holy man within Islam, but also someone who clearly understands world history, both past and present, that their only permanent financial interest that drive the capital-driven West, and particularly the United States, and when the interests no longer serve that of the United States, allies are disposable. They threw the Shah away. They threw Saddam away. And so from lessons in history, he's saying that there's no permanent commitment. There's no real morality or trust or sincerity in the relationships that people have with a country that's only concerned about the bottom line for 1%. That's not the majority of Americans, but the elites who care nothing for humanity, just their own personal benefits and profits.
It's interesting that we have Iran's leader focusing on the U.S. in this very important day. This is, and it's about U.S.'s foreign policy, and this is while the U.S. last week came out announcing this new foreign policy now that Barack Obama came out and announced, of which many are saying that it's, well, you know, Obama had to come out and talk about new foreign policy because of his failures. Has the U.S. failed in its foreign policy to that degree?
Well, It's been a failure since going back to the end of the Second World War, where they thought that they could create a world system with its European proxy allies to deny the majority of the people in the world, those who are Muslim, black, brown, and yellow, of having self-determination. The United States has been a reactionary international force against freedom while proclaiming to be the opposite of that. So, of course, he's right. And I have to say that people in the West, and particularly in America, who underrate Khomeini, the first Ayatollah, that they never took the time to understand how significant his rise was, what his role internationally and in world history is, and they're not listening to the current Ayatollah that you have, who is clearly a person not only inspired by God, but very wise in terms of secular politics and philosophy. So, you know, you've got a West that's driven by just cynical greed, and other countries fighting for a multipolar world that have far better leadership than what we have. And yes, American foreign policy is a failure. It failed in Vietnam. It's failing in Libya. It's failing in Syria. Domestically, it's failing with minorities like myself. There's a real need for the people who run this society and its allies to reconsider how European and Anglo-American people will deal with the rest of humanity. And so I thank God that at least you have leaders like you do in your country that are putting the real questions to these states, speaking truth to power, as we say in church.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. Political commentator Randy Short there from Washington.